This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, we got to talk some hockey. The Stars still waiting to find out who they will play in the Stanley Cup Finals, as the Islanders, they won in multiple overtimes last night. They pushed that series with the Lightning to a Game 6. Game 6 will be tomorrow, so the Stars get a little bit more rest. And by the way, this is the first time that the Lightning have gone past 5 games in the playoffs.
Kevin, do you think the Stars have gotten lucky in the bubble, or do you think that they're just good? Because they've been outshot a lot, and I want to talk about this with Frank later. And also that Colorado series, how much would it have changed had their goalie not gotten hurt?
Honestly, I think we would have beaten them sooner. I think because their goalie was struggling. I really think we could have closed it out in maybe 6, or if we didn't run the Bishop experiment, in 5, because their backup goalie played way better than their starter was. Obviously, Stars fans can understand that. That's not too difficult to get.
Yeah, I was kind of talking about that with Frank a little earlier, and he was like, man, there have been some things where the Stars have been lucky to have some things go in their direction. That being said, when what is the old preparation meets opportunity?
Yep.
You have to be prepared for that to happen. Even if something lucky falls in your lap, sometimes you still have to make something happen. You have to take advantage of it. You can't just sit there and look at it. And the Stars, I will say, I've been very impressed with how they've done that. Now, that being said, you mentioned yesterday they were underdogs in every series so far.
The Calgary one, if you want to say push, I'd listen to that.
But if it's Tampa Bay, they'll be heavy underdogs.
Yes.
And so if it's the Islanders,
think we will be the favorites against the Islanders. Maybe not huge favorites, but I do believe we would be the favorites in that series.
Okay, well, I'm still interested in how this thing's shaping out, because the Stars look like a team that enjoys the bubble.
Right now, let's bring on former Dallas Star, NHL analyst, and overall handsome man, Patrick Sharp, to the show. Sir, how are you?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Hey,
what's going on?
The last time we had you on, we were able to win the series. So obviously we want to have you on again so we can win the Stanley Cup. I know that's a lot of pressure, but see what you can do.
Okay, let's do it. If that's what it takes, then we'll do it here. But trust me, I've got nothing to do with what's going on in Dallas there. That team's playing great hockey, and it's fun to watch from the outside, that's for sure.
Now, on the other side, we had this discussion yesterday. If you were on the Stars right now, would you have wanted to see that series get wrapped up so you can keep rolling? Or do you like the idea of hopefully the Islanders winning another game, pushing it to 7, and getting as much conceivable rest as possible before the Cup starts?
Yeah, that depends who you are. If you're banged up in that Dallas locker room, which I know there's a couple bumps and bruises, and you know, there's some guys that are missing time. Sure, let them play 7 games, Tampa and New York. Let them tire themselves out. Hopefully there's a couple more shots off guys' ankles and a few more big hits in that series, because you want to play a tired team in the final. On the other hand, I was one of those players that say, let's play every day. Let's stay in the rhythm. Let's keep that momentum going. Either way you cut it, though, I think the Stars will be ready to go. It seems like they've got a pretty good thing going on there. They're having fun. They're enjoying themselves in the bubble, and it's good to see Dallas back in the final.
Go ahead.
Patrick, the one thing that I think stands out, and I think anybody that's a new or casual fan of hockey may not see it immediately or may not notice it until it hits them in the face like this, but the first period of that game against the Knights, that was fast hockey. Can you explain the adrenaline that goes into playoff hockey whenever it becomes that fast and that intense?
Yeah, it was really fast. That's a great pickup by you. That's what we noticed, Anson and I, in the studio watching that game. there wasn't as many big hits. There wasn't as many grinding plays, slow down in the offensive zone, but it was back and forth, quick hockey. And you could tell that both teams were fired up. The adrenaline was flowing. They knew it was at stake. Dallas wants to close that series out. Vegas is playing with their backs against the wall. You're in a situation like that, and you make a mistake in the first period, that could end up costing you the game and eventually your season. So that was fast-paced hockey. That's basically how the Stanley Cup final is going to be every single shift. That's what I've noticed in my career. The games get harder. The games get faster as you move along here, and you feel tired in the off season. And when you're done playing in the playoffs, in the moment, you're fired up and you're ready to rock.
Can you imagine going through a process like this bubble where there is no outside anything that can get your mind off of it? Or is there anything that would have gotten your mind off of anything running for the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, I got a lot of respect for what these players are doing, all of them really, that went into the bubble and left their families and joined their new family, which is their hockey team. And it's like a minor hockey tournament for these guys, playing hockey every day. They play video games when they're not playing hockey, maybe work on the golf swing a little bit, try to take your mind off the game. But it's a huge sacrifice that these players are making, and the quality of hockey has been awesome. You know, when we played all those playoff rounds, when I was a player, our teams in Chicago would set up a lounge area where we had all these big screen TVs. We'd watch the games that were going on that we weren't playing in, and then we'd have a Mario Kart tournament on Nintendo Wii, and it was awesome. It was as cutthroat and as competitive as I can ever remember. It was four guys could only play. They'd have to get in the rotation until it was your turn up, and the bottom two guys were out, and this two winners stayed, and it was probably some of the most fun I've ever had in my pro hockey career. So who knows, maybe some of the teams are playing video games like that.
Did you say Mario Kart because of Mario Lemieux? It's Mario Kart, sir.
Oh, I know. I'm Canadian, dude. Sorry, I got that accent. I say pasta, garage, and Mario Kart. Sorry, man. I got to work on that.
And last one before we let you go, Patrick. The Stars came alive a lot of times late in those games against the Knights, and a lot of it was ignited by Jamie Benn. And you saw, like, he would go play big, and then the Stars would kind of respond. Was there something to maybe the legs? The Stars have a little more, better legs late in these games. I'm starting to notice a trend with them.
Yeah, they're playing better as the game goes on. And you mentioned Jamie Benn. He's been the best skater for the Dallas Stars, in my opinion. He's the one that sets the tone out there. And it's funny, you see Jamie in the regular season, and he makes plays, he scores goals, he plays hockey out there. But he's as much more of an effect on a playoff series when it's head-to-head, man against man for a seven-game series. There's no getting away from Jamie Benn there. You play him once in November on a Tuesday night, you're not going to see him for 6 weeks. You can avoid big number 14 for a night and move on to the next team. But when you're locked in a playoff series over 2 weeks, he's going to make an impact at some point. And it seems like he gets better and better whenever the Stars need him. You know, they're down 2-0 the other day, scores that big-time goal, finally shows some emotion. How many times have we seen the big fella score a goal, and he doesn't even put his hands in the air, he goes back to the bench like he's supposed to do that? Well, now he's showing that emotion. I feel like it's firing up the Dallas Stars players, and they got a veteran group there. They've got some young players that are making an impact. I look at the Stars, and it's like there's no one player, with the exception of Benn, that you look to that says, all right, who's going to score this goal? You know, you're not putting it all on one guy's shoulders. In a close game, in a one-goal match, whether they're trailing, tied, or up a goal, they've got any number of guys that are going to step up and seize that moment in the clutch play and score a goal. And I feel like that's why they're moving on. They've got the foundation set. They know how to check. They can play good defense. And then every night it's a new hero on that Dallas Stars team. And I don't want to say it, but it looks good going into the finals. Teams like that often come out on top.
Well, if we won't run into any trouble in the Cup Finals, we'll bring you back to fix things up yet again. Thank you very much, Patrick. We appreciate your time as always.
All right, nice talking to you guys.
Patrick Sharp, you can hear him pregame NBC SN tomorrow, Lightning Islanders Game 6.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.